you make family trips back to Austria a lot?
Yeah, when the kids were little. Yeah, I really went frequently with you guys and tried to get back. But when my parents died, there didn't seem to be any need. The same way. I mean, I still have family there and brothers and a sister, but everybody moves on. and so you don't have the same connection. I think I talk with one brother quite frequently and once or twice a year with the other ones. So, and I sort of keep up on the internet with my nieces and nephews more than with my siblings.
What was it like going back, sort of once you were settled in Canada and going back to visit in summers and that?
Then I was a stranger there in some ways, because things move on and you lose touch with the people that you used to know.
What felt strange, was it the people you didn't know anymore, or was it country itself?
The people, in some ways you fell right in with some people again, but with other people everybody had moved somewhere else, nobody was there, you know. In Wadenswald it was mostly the older people that you knew, and you didn't know the younger people anymore because you were gone, right? And so you knew the older people, and a lot of them now have died. So, and especially when the parents are gone, then what are you going back to, really?
You didn't miss anything from
Austria? I really missed the landscape. Just, I'm gonna cry.
Oh, with the berries and the mushrooms and so on. When we were there, it was a lot in the woods and up the mountain.
And that was one thing that at first I didn't have the connection to the land here, which I had there.
Yeah, we went for mushrooms, but with the undergrowth that... you had to do so much bush bashing to get to them. It was all the fun out of it.
Well, I really like going in the forest and in the mountains, and here it's not the same in some ways.
Well, we have an ocean here, but you haven't gotten.
I didn't grow up with the ocean, so it's a different kind of relationship, and I almost like the landscape there.
Do you find, even now, do you feel a connection to the landscape here, or still?
More so now, yeah. And other things like customs, Christmas is quite different here. Here it's loud, if that makes any sense. And there it was a quiet thing.
Well, part of that was my mother came from a very big family, so any of the holidays tended to be
lots of noise. and now I'm used to it, but I still don't like the commercial part of it, you know. And I'm not religious, but it's certain customs that I miss from there. Not so much now, at the time.
So when you think of the holidays, do you try to incorporate the Austrian customs, or do you think your Christmases are more Canadian?
More Canadian. Yeah, I don't incorporate anything. Well, it's when you don't have the concept of it, you have the concept of what it's like here. You don't have the concept of what it is like there. Then it doesn't make sense for me to impose my concept. It, because you don't have the relationship to it.
So do you feel in general when you came here it was sort of a matter of leaving the Austrian culture aside as opposed to bringing it into Canada with you?
here. Yeah, I left it aside. But I had nobody. I taught German school for a little bit, and that was my really the only people that I knew from there that are here. And but that was different. They were different people from the people that I knew in Austria.
How were they different?
They were very, again, commercially oriented. You know, they came here at a time, or their parents, in some cases, came here at the time when getting a good life or money or a good job was everything, right? So their measurement of success in life was things, and I don't really relate to that.
So if you think back, what did you come here for?
For a different experience, you know, because it was a different, faraway place that I wanted to know.
Mm-hmm.
So for that sense of adventure, I guess.
Yeah.
And did your parents, for example, visited you here?
They came here, yeah, when I was pregnant with Nikki in 83. I guess you didn't get to meet them then, but so we did the whole tourist thing here,
yeah.
And yeah, and Rob's mother had a house up at a lake at Yubo, and we went up there and went in the forest here, and that's pretty nice.
How did they like it? Like, especially with your dad being like...
Actually, what really surprised me, I always thought my mom would like it more, but actually my dad liked it more than her. He sort of came out of his shell a bit, it seemed, and sort of... There was a neighbor that was from Vienna, and he went and talked to him, and even though he couldn't speak a word of English, he sort of was interested. And I think for my mom it was, although over there the roles seemed to, she usually takes more interest in people and things, but she almost seemed, I don't know. Not as interested when she came here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I took her around for, you know, we'd just go for a drive for an hour, and she liked sort of looking at everything, and...
Yeah, well, she just didn't...
Interested that the houses were all different from each other instead of...
Yeah.
Basically all the same pattern. And I think your dad was excited because there was so much of it was forest industry. He'd worked in a mill for a number of years, and he was
he
was very good at it and really excited about building.
Mm. Yeah.
So, you know, Yubo, where the lake, where my mom had the place on the lake, was a logging and mill town, I think it excited him that...
I guess what it was for me with my mom at that time is that all of a sudden I kind of realized that she was getting old.
Mm.
And so we, for some reason, didn't quite connect. I guess it came as a bit of a shock at the time, because when I left, I thought that I wouldn't just be going back and forth and back and forth. And
I think she must have been under some stress too, because she was diabetic and...
Yeah, and health-wise. So that was really nice that they came. It was really hard when they left, so...
When they came, when was the last time you've seen them? Like, must have been...
Oh, it was only... At that time, I was only 2 years, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that long, because it took Martin when he was a baby. First when he was 2 months old, and then when he was a little guy. And at that time, it was still easier to travel, but it got harder to go back as frequently, and also the reasons weren't there the same way.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. this is hard. It's just to sort of put things out of your mind.
Yeah.
How often were you going back at that time?
Every 1 or 2 years. Yeah, I took you when you were a 1 year old, and then a 2 year old, and
four, I think.
Yeah. So quite frequently, but then I was in school at university full time, and it got really busy, and so I couldn't go back the way I did before. And I had some visitors too. One of my cousins came out, and
that was all much later, though.
First over across, one of my brothers came. Gusti came.
Yeah, Gusti came in the 70s.
Yeah.
But Walter, we were in this house by then, weren't we?
No, we were across the street.
Oh, I guess we bought this house. So.
We bought the house, but we didn't live in it yet.
Yeah.
We lived over there. So, yeah, that was nice.